The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. And finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" And they answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." And Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We live in an age where there is hardly a person, not only in our country, but in the entire world, that does not recognize the intrusiveness of the necessity of the political process for order amongst the human race. Some of us experience that as tyranny, some of us as dictatorships, others as democracies, and still others as totalitarianism, authoritarianism, communism, socialism, Marxism, or maybe republics. Whatever the system that is chosen by a culture to rule over that culture, some order of law and order must be implemented in order to keep the peace amongst themselves. Where everyone is bound by the same laws, equally and fairly, no matter the status of life that has afforded one person an advantage over another. Where discriminatory laws, you know, laws for thee but not for me, do not exist. Knowing this, we must remember that God does not work through culture, but through grace. Only in this case does it keep the masses at peace. And that is where we find satisfaction, isn't it? In peace. It is through the disruption of this process that we become dissatisfied, and peace becomes an illusion that is out of our grasp, as has happened in recent history, where the goal of peace has become a word salad of cliches by the very people that are placed in positions of authority, instead of a constant process of action with the grace of God. Inflation, supply chain, climate, racism, migration, human trafficking, abortion, gender ideology, euthanasia, we have all heard of the ailments of a society. And the cure for those ailments in the folly of human beings are foolishly attempted to be remedied according to the letters in the alphabet. What is it that keeps us from implementing the master's wishes to protect and nurture the vineyard that has been entrusted to our hands? By the grace of God, there has been given us a set of laws, commandments, rules, and actions, a guider and protector in the church, all of which, when properly received, will keep us in order and peace. Yet when we go astray from these and we experience the consequences of our actions, we cry out to the master of the vineyard that we are being unfairly treated. Should we not know by now that it is not through our politics that we will come to the Lord of the vineyard? But if the Lord is in our hearts, that we will shape our politics and accordingly tend that vineyard. They say that art imitates life. Or is it that life imitates art? Hollywood is a good example of either way that statement is used. I know a number of people who religiously follow a certain storyline that is offered by Hollywood and will attempt to live that lifestyle. Some you may recognize and others you may not. Mickey Mouse, for one. Trekkers is another. Valley Girls, Harry Potter, Comic-Con, superheroes and villains, Rambo, Terminator, housewives of any community, The Bachelor or Bachelorette, Duck Dynasty, Kardashians, or any reality show. You get the picture. I was watching a program the other day where a grandfather was dealing with the issue of death with his grandchild. The child was freaking out at the prospect of grandpa dying when grandpa mentioned that one day this is bound to happen. So grandpa, in his attempt to comfort his grandchild, mentioned that everyone at one time or another will experience this fate. But it only served to inflame the anxiety in the child even more when he realized grandpa was including him in this fate. Mind you that this is a television show in Hollywood, so grandpa succeeded in calming the child by telling him that everyone will meet again in heaven, a place where we all go after we die. Not only that, but there will be there everything that you loved in life, like your dog, your teacher, your toys. No mention of God, no mention of a savior, no mention of church, no mention of spiritual living, no mention of hell, and no mention of Satan. It was a narrative of everyone is a winner and there are no losers, or everyone goes to heaven. If this is true, then what are we doing here? Does art imitate life, or does life imitate art? What is it that keeps us from implementing the master's wishes to protect and nurture the vineyard that has been entrusted to our hands? By the grace of God, there has been given us a set of laws, commandments, rules, and actions, a guider and protector in the church, all of which, when properly received, will keep us in order and at peace. Yet when we go astray from these and we experience the consequences of our actions, we cry out to the master of the vineyard that we are unfairly treated. Should we not know by now that it is not through our imitation of life or our imitation of art that we will come to the Lord in the vineyard, but if the Lord is in our hearts, that we will shape our life and shape our art and accordingly tend that vineyard? It's Sunday afternoon. Do you know how your favorite team is doing? It's been a long week and I had no time for shopping. Today is a good day to get that done. I'll work the overtime because I get paid double time on Sunday. Today I can catch up on all the work that I let sit all week long. I've been cooking dinner all week. I'm tired of cooking. Let's go out to eat. My kids won't make the team if they don't go to practice on Sunday. The league plays on Sunday because every other day of the week there is something else on the schedule. Have you heard any of these sentences? Have you said any of these sentences? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We know the story of creation, that in 6 days, all of creation came into existence. And we know that on the seventh day, God rested. Maybe if we set aside a little rest for ourselves, which was given to us in the beginning, we could accomplish all the things we were created for. Because according to Mark chapter 2, verse 27, and he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. When I first began working at Meijer, they were closed on Sundays and holidays. I remember having to put a can of gas in the car to make a trip up north over the weekend. We'll never have a chance to experience that again because we'll all be driving electric cars. How wonderful. People would ask me, what are you doing here on a holiday? And I would ask them in return, what are you doing shopping on a holiday? We have lost our day of rest by becoming a 24/7 culture, spending our time chasing after leisure, convenience, toys, and entertainment. Is Sunday being set aside for the Lord or for us? What is it that keeps us from implementing the Master's wishes to protect and nurture the vineyard that has been entrusted to our hands? By the grace of God, there has been given us a set of laws, commandments, rules, and actions, a guider and protector in the church, all of which, when properly received, will keep us in order and at peace. Yet when we go astray from these and we experience the consequences of our actions, we cry out to the master of the vineyard that we are being unfairly treated. Should we not know by now that it is not through our perception of the Lord's day that we will come to the Lord of the vineyard, but if the Lord is in our hearts, that we will shape our week to rest on the Lord's day and accordingly tend that vineyard. In today's gospel, Jesus uses the story of the vineyard, as was done in the first reading from Isaiah. As we recall, Isaiah sings a song concerning his friend's vineyard. On fertile land, he cleared it of stones, cultivated, nurtured, and tended his vineyard, planted the choicest vines, and within that built a watchtower. In preparation of the harvest, he had hewed out a wine press. Everything given to be at peace within the vineyard of the Lord of hosts, is the house of Israel, and the cherished vine, the people of Judah. But what happened to the harvest? The harvest belonged to the house of Israel, and what was the crop but wild grapes? Order was destroyed within the house, and so went the vineyard. In the story that Jesus tells, the vineyard is leased to tenants, and they reject every aspect of the owner, even his son, who is to inherit the vineyard. And Jesus quotes scripture saying, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. At the end of Jesus' story of the vineyard, he adds that the kingdom of God will be taken away and given to a people that will produce its fruit. People, we are the tenants. The kingdom of God is the vineyard. Jesus is the cornerstone. So we must answer the question, are we going to be the people the kingdom of God is being taken away from? Or are we going to be the people that will produce its fruit? If we implement the master's wishes to protect and nurture the vineyard that has been entrusted to our hands, then we will keep his commandments. We will follow his laws. We will not break his rules. We will act as Christians. And we will live with his church as our watchtower. And if we keep on doing what we have learned and received and heard and seen, then as Paul says, the God of peace will be with us. As we go out into the vineyard, recall these words of Paul's. that will help us produce fruit. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.